Silver played one of the most important roles in the development of global economic connections as it structured power in even the most fragmented of cultures, shown through the rise of Iran's Safavid Empire. By the early 1600s, Iran had restructured itself from the ashes of the Mongolian invasion centuries prior. Ruled by leaders called Shahs, this Shiite nation constantly found competition from both the neighboring Ottoman and Mughal empires. These two rivals flourished from European commodity, especially silver coming overseas from the Americas. The Safavids' economy was on the verge of collapse from neighboring pressure apparent to Shah Abbas I when he began his reign during this time. Still fragmented, Abbas looked for reforms that would structure the Safavid Empire to greatness, and found his answer in the silver that bolstered so many of Asia's governments. The Shah had Spanish pieces of eight stockpiled and restruck into unique Iranian currency because of the lack of the precious metal located in Safavid territory. The result? The silver Abbasi coins of the Safavid dynasty, a symbol of wealth throughout the world now under the direct control of Iran, the importance of which propelled the empire into a golden age that resulted in one of the most significant cultures of the time period. Hello, I'm Sean Gorman, your host through the fantastic journey in the structuring of the Safavid economy under Shah Abbas I. Sounds a tad specific to be interesting, right? Actually, what the silver Abbasi coins represent is a culture, one that could only come into existence through global events that define the world's modern economic progress. How's that for important? But let's start with the origin of the object itself. An average silver coin the size of a modern U.S. quarter. Where did Shah Abbas find the need to order this unique currency to be made? Like I mentioned, neighboring empires like the Mughals were taking advantage of European trade routes beginning to expand throughout the world around the 16th and 17th centuries. Iran and Mughal India were also major trading partners, with Iran providing commodities such as silk and horses in exchange for Indian textiles and sugar. The problem arose in this exchange when the value of Safavid imports exceeded that of their exports, which created an unfavorable trade imbalance. Abbas inherited this imbalance upon the beginning of his reign, and looked to the expansion of the European economy for the solution to his nation's own troubles. Upon the discovery of South American silver by the Spanish about 100 years prior, their creation of pieces of eight gave them a universal source of value that gave the Spanish favorable trade throughout the world. The solution was right in front of them. Yet how was the Shah going to acquire a vast stockpile of silver when he controlled no significant sources? Abbas cleverly observes the commodity that Iran does possess a lot of, silk, and greatly increases its production. In this way, Europe does the work of mining the raw silver for him, as the increase in the silk trade between the continent and Iran gives the Safavids all of the precious metal that they need. Between 1624 and 1625, the Abbasi coins were minted and then used to correct the trade imbalance with the Mughals, which grew the Safavid dynasty's wealth, thus its influence as an empire. Shah Abbas now commanded a position to reform the Safavid Empire to achieve more unity through a more centralized government, structured off of this economic stability. He moved to empower the bureaucracy of his government and invested in its infrastructure. Culture of the Safavids was strengthened as mosques were built to reaffirm the Shiite identity of the empire. Since Shiism is a minority sect of Islam, this identity made Iran a unique society in the Middle East. Interestingly, however, tolerance toward conflicting religions such as Christianity increased under his rule, and Western ideas worked to advance aspects of the nation, like the military, in the same way it had improved the economy. Foreigners, previously regarded as infidels, were now accepted into the royal court for the sake of improving Iranian society. Also, medical knowledge was invested into, which progressed the medieval practices preceding Shah Abbas to the modern standards of the early 1600s. It is impossible not to emphasize with the current uses we find in our government through the spending of Abbas. I'm sure all of us would like to see similar societal improvements from Shah Obama. All kidding aside, the resemblance between modern governments and Abbas's reigns exemplifies how ahead of its time his reforms were, credited to expansion of trade. What the Abbasi coin really gave Iran was the excess wealth to invest in welfare, empowering the Safavid dynasty to a position of global significance. I know, this vast importance for the Safavids themselves makes you listeners almost fall out of your seats. Wait, you're dozing off? But the tension from those global impacts I mentioned earlier must be keeping the rest of you awake if you're still listening, so I'll spare you from any more suspense. The idea of universal value, or established currency recognized by all developed nations throughout the world, is the most important part of modern economics. A bold claim, I know, but the change from bartering to more uniform use of silver simplifies interaction between differing cultures. This, in turn, promotes a world first connected by trade, and eventually by the diplomacy that follows, giving a superiority to cultures that understand and apply this. The responsibility that comes with this, however, is maintaining autonomy of the currency to prevent overuse and eventual inflation. The devaluation of this new symbol can be found throughout the majority of empires that embraced it, from the Mughal to the Ming. The Safavids, however, during the implementation of their unique currency, directly regulated its expenditure, preserving the economy in ways several others failed. The silver Abbasi coin thus shows the advantages a culture gains through the knowledgeable acquisition and expenditure of wealth. Shah Abbas was unfortunately followed by inept rulers that eventually caused the fall of the Safavid Empire, who did not possess such a vision of Iran, yet he left a legacy that encompassed the true potential of the Middle Eastern dynasty that is not soon forgotten when observing the significant civilizations of their time. See, I knew I could make Iranian economics in the 17th century interesting. Wait, now you're all asleep? Whatever, I'm going to sell this podcast to NyQuil and we'll see who's laughing then. On the off chance that you made it through my entire spiel, thanks for listening. I'm Sean Gorman, returning this mic to the library.